12:30 Quicks. From the opening tip-off to the final horn, stay tuned for exciting play-by-play on your sports leader and online at centralmoinfo.com. We get things started with our pregame show, including a word with the coaches. Let's send it to the gym for Spartan basketball on Quicks.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
It is a rematch of a holiday shootout game that Moberly won 61-60 in overtime against Warrenton. It's the district quarterfinals from Hannibal High School. We'll get it going with the pregame interviews. First up, Warrenton's, Mark Thomas, then Moberly's Court Hagedorn on Quicks.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to the Subways in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs like their Chipotle Steak Sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. Or try one of their satisfying wraps filled with turkey, bacon, and guacamole. And soup is back. For more details and great subs, go to your locally owned and operated Subways of Moberly. Subway, everyday value all day, every day. Subways in Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Ahead of the district quarterfinals on Quicks, we're joined by Warrenton head basketball coach Mark Thomas as Warrenton faces Moberly in the district quarterfinals at Hannibal High School, a building that you're familiar with. Now you get to take on the Moberly Spartans. What are your thoughts on a rematch with Moberly after you met in the holiday shootout?
We're looking forward to it. We know they're going to be very well coached. Cord does a really, really good job with those guys. They play hard all the time, and you know, hopefully – he doesn't know all my sets this time like he normally does from playing in the past. So we're ready for the rematch. Guys are excited to play. You know, it was a one-point loss in overtime there. So, you know, they're familiar with the opponent, and they're excited to have a second shot at him.
What stands out from the film of that first matchup? What needs to be done differently? What was effective in your eyes?
I think we were pretty good in transition in that game, and then we did shoot the ball pretty well that game, so we hope that continues. Things have got to be definitely improved. We got to do a better job of taking care of the ball. They put some good pressure on us, and you know, we had I think 16 turnovers I think the first time, or maybe even a little more. So we got to do a better job of taking care of the ball and not let the pressure get to us quite as much.
Warrenton head coach Mark Thomas with us pregame. Brayden Weichrich went off for 34 points in that matchup in the holiday shootout. What can you do to slow him down a second time?
Well, you know, you hope you can slow him down, because that's with a kid like that scores that well, and he's such a good player. You know, we're going to try and throw different looks at him. You know, I got kids that want to step up and have the challenge to guard him, and so we hope that, you know, different guys can get different opportunities to get a chance on, so that way I keep a set of fresh legs trying to make him run off those screens that they love to run for him, and those sets that get him running off the double stagger. So hopefully we at least got a guy that has fresh legs that can make him take tough ones, because you know, he hits tough ones, but you know, I don't want to give him any wide open looks.
Warrenton head coach Mark Thomas with us pregame ahead of a matchup with Moberly in the district quarterfinals. Let's step aside from this matchup for just a moment. It was practically a full season ago that you guys played at this point. How have your guys developed in the second half of the season?
And they've grown. They're really working on the things that we struggle with. Our rebounding has come a long way. Ball handling has improved a lot. And I think they're just getting more used to playing together and playing more team basketball instead of just relying on me to call sets. You know, they've grown as basketball players to where now I can call a play, and then they can come out of that play and just play basketball, you know, read each other, pick and pop, move, curl, basket cut, do those sort of things that, you know, are instinctive. And I've seen that growth in them. So we hope that continues and that they just play together. And if they do that, then it should be a good game.
Warrenton head coach Mark Thomas, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We're joined by Court Hagedorn, pregame Moberly Spartans head coach ahead of the district quarterfinals against Warrenton on Regional Radio CentralMoInfo.com. Before we get into that one, now that you've had a chance to reflect on it, obviously you spoke with Brad last night. What was it like to watch and honor a great senior class, guys that you've known since day one as an assistant in the last couple years as their head coach, 2 1,000-point scorers in that class?
Right, and I've watched those kids grow up, you know, through middle school, teaching most of them, and now getting to coach them in basketball and in football and at the middle school level. You know, it's a great group that has gone through, and it's rare that you have two kids that have started and played since their freshman year. And Braden's only missed 2 games in his entire high school career, you know, and without injuries, Savion wouldn't have missed very many of those at all. And so for the way that they can score and what they've done for our program in those 4 years, it's a tribute to them and a tribute to our program, I think, and as a whole. And it was an emotional start to the night, and an emotional finish, obviously, too, because you never want to go out that way, and you want to go out with a win and a bang, you know, with them on their last night, but or at least be in a game setting, you know. So it was fun to watch. You know, you talk about those two for one, you know, but Landon and Gavin have filled their roles throughout their entire high school career, you know, Landon playing freshman and JV, and then Gavin playing freshman and then JV, and then playing for what he gave us, you know, this year, and we wouldn't be where we're at without him. So, you know, those 5 guys, you know, and throwing in, you know, all of them together, it's just a good group to have around.
We're joined by Court Hagedorn pregame ahead of a matchup with Warrenton in the district quarterfinals at Hannibal High School. Did the Friday rest, Saturday rest come at a good time? It's a rare Friday where you didn't have a game. Did having a break here after a 3-4-day span come at the right time?
Absolutely. I mean, we couldn't have had any more. We sat here and talked as coaches the last few days and hope we're not on empty overall. And we needed some rest somewhere, and the weather backing that game up against Marshall would have hurt us a lot, just as much as would have hurt them with them playing their district game, you know, yesterday. And so it was good to get those games out and done, and so it was great to get off our feet for those 2 days, and hopefully we can have some legs underneath us tonight, and by all means, hopefully tomorrow if we can get there, and the way that we, you know, want to finish out our season.
We're talking to Court Hagedorn pregame. Holiday Shootout, it seems like a lifetime ago, right? But we've already seen Warrenton once this year. It was one of the rare Holiday Shootout games where it was more than just a Holiday Shootout. That game at the time we knew would have some district implications. What has Warrenton been up to since that game? What have you seen from them either in person or in film, just tracking some scores down the back half of the season?
They're the same type of team that they were then. They're playing the same kids. They're running the same stuff. They are kind of who they are and who they were and at that time. And they're going to, you know, it was we were harping a lot that night because of district's implications, and we wanted to get one step ahead of them in the seedings, hopefully, you know, in the hope that we could get at least up to the 3 where we're at, or the, you know, if not the 1 or 2 by that time, you know, as we went through the season. But it's rare. We had so many non-conference games this year where we're playing them multiple times. You look at Warrensburg and you look at Southern Boone, and now you look at Warrenton. Those are 3 non-cons that we're going to play multiple times this year. And so it's great to be familiar with them. And the fact that, you know, with Coach Thomas was at Hannibal, so I'm familiar with his system from there, that helps. But then now our kids are going to be familiar when we watch them on film, and when they see him in person, they kind of know, okay, this kid was able to do this the first time, and so now we can adjust that. And in retrospect, they're going to do the same thing for us. So we watched them the other night live, about a week and a half ago live, against Orchard Farm, and they were running the same stuff that they did in December. So that helps us in preparation, and he may throw a couple wrinkles in there, but I think you are who you are right now, and we are, and I think they will be too.
Court Hagedorn with us pregame. Moberly faces Warrenton in the district quarterfinals. He's someone you and I have touched on a lot in this back half of the season with the way he's played. But how different is this matchup now that Andre Bell is the Andre Bell that we've seen, whereas he was still in that adjustment phase post-Savion when you first played?
Well, if you remember, that was the very first game after the injury that, we had to have, and we talked a lot back then that we were going to have to find new roles and find what kids were going to play those roles and win during a game. And I think we have that rotations going right now. We know what each guy can give us at any point in time throughout the game. And when Andre's been really good, he's been borderline unstoppable with guys, and he's able to get into the lane and score. And when he's got to the free throw line, he's been very successful the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season. And so he's working hard on that part. And so the more that we have his confidence, you know, he's way more confident than he was December 29th when we played him out at MACC. So I think our team is more confident in him, and hopefully that gives us a good advantage when we play tonight.
And Braden Weichrich, one of the most efficient games of his season, came against Warrington. Is he someone who gains confidence knowing what he did to him the first time? Do you expect just peak confidence senior coming in here, winner-go-home mentality?
The winner-go-home mentality is really huge for us in that, you know, there's nothing to hide back on. You know, there's nothing to hold back. And, you know, so that helps. At that point in time, he had to have a lot more confidence of hitting the eight threes that night. I don't know if he's hit eight threes in the last four games for us, unfortunately. So hopefully we're able to shoot the ball, and hopefully that goes back to the rest that we talked about, that we got some legs underneath us and that we can shoot the ball better. And you know, playing at Hannibal already this year, so hopefully that background, you know, we get to play there every year as opposed to Warrington. Hopefully that gives us an advantage and when we shoot the ball, and so, you know, they're gonna hound him. They tried to kind of face guard him late in that game after he had hit six or seven, and I know Coach Thomas was not very happy when he hit the seventh or eighth one. So they're gonna be in his shorts. You know, the Hoosiers movie, you know, they're gonna want to know what flavor of bubblegum he chews, and so we're gonna have to be able to move without him, and Braden's gonna have to knock down some shots and get to the free throw line and basket. But it's going to be a game of everybody else, hopefully. You know, I think we're gonna try and neutralize Jake and Tanoli as much as they're gonna try and neutralize Braden, and so it may be the other four guys for each team that wins the game, and the role players you know, get us to where we need to go. And so we'll put Braden, or try to put him in situations to score, just like we have all year. And then we'll hopefully adjust to whatever they do to us.
Moberly head coach Cord Hagedorn ahead of the district quarterfinals against Warrington here on Quicks and CentralMoinfo.com. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Absolutely. Appreciate the coverage, Eric.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Welcome back to Hannibal High School for Moberly and Warrington in the district quarterfinals on KWIX. I'm Eric Duke with you on regional radio for the 3-6 matchup. The winner has St. Borgia in the semifinals tomorrow. Moberly left to right, home white, blue numbers, red trim is the 3 seed. Warrington right to left in its road blacks with black numbers and red trim around it. Mark Castle throws it up. It's out of bounds. Far side. No, actually, Andre Bell saves it inbound. He was about to let it roll out. And it's Moberly ball left to right. Andre Bell far side. Dribbles off screen right. Moberly in its home white. Blue numbers, red trim. Out of bounds near side. Possession stays with Moberly. Trey Kester to inbound. Sam Tonjin's on him. It's Bell just near the red midfloor line. Lobs middle, intercepted. Loose, but Weichrich takes it right back. Pops it left block. Stewart, power dribble, right block layup, swatted. Rebound Warrington with its first possession right to left. The Warriors 9-16 on the year. At one point, lost 8 straight. Near side, Travis Tobin swings far. Tonjens near wing, over the head, up top. Pringer for 3. Can't bank it home. Offensive board, Tonjens. Right block, tipped and taken away. Wietrich, 1-on-2. Accelerates, left block, layup. Good and a foul. Wietrich active early. 2-0 Mobley, 56 seconds in. Wietrich just 13 points per game the last three on 33% from the field. But an encouraging start. But he can't complete the three-point play. Rebound for Warrington. Down 2-0, a minute in. District quarterfinals. Tinoli up top. He's their leading scorer at 19 points per game. Brady Nelson dribbles off screen right. Stutters, scoops far corner. Near side, Tinoli drives on Graves, spins, scoops out. Tonjens near side, jumper swish. Tied at 2, a minute 30 in. Mobley into the front court, left to right. Bell tosses up top. Wietrich crosses over, swings far side. Mobley runs a bit of a weave near side. Wietrich twists, right block, scoops middle. Stewart, right block, layup front rim. Rebound Warrington. Loose far side, Stewart wins it back. But his head hit the out-of-bounds red paint with Pirates lettered in black and possession back to Warrington. 6-12 first quarter, tied at 2. District quarterfinals. The winner has St. Borgia in the semifinals tomorrow. Near side, Pringer chucks up top. Swing far side. Brady Nelson. He throws middle. Right block. Tinoli. Bounce pass left block. Layup Tonjens. Side rim. Rebound Moberly. Another scrap for it. Kester on the floor. Rolls middle for Graves. 3-on-1. Wietrich left side. Bounce pass right block. Too strong for Stewart. Out of bounds. But it hit the right leg of Tonjens and possession remains with Moberly. So a baseline inbound for Andre Bell. I-42 first quarter, tied at 2. Bell rolls it near corner, Kester. Far side, Stewart wide open, tosses left short corner, jumper, Bell rattles it in. Andre. 4-2 Moberly, 5:30 first quarter. Right wing Nelson, powers middle. Reset. Smith passes left block. Tonjens doubled, kick out. Near side, Tinoli, near elbow jumper, blocked from behind Wietrich. And he rebounds it as well. Moberly ball left to right. Wietrich barrels into the front court. Right block, layup. Blocked out of bounds, baseline, stays Moberly. Wietrich seemed to lose that on the way up a bit, but possession remains with the Spartans. Inbound left corner, handoff for Bell. Stewart near wing, over the head middle, Kester right block, layup, 2 more. 6-2 Spartans, a little more than 3 minutes in. Pringer drives, near block, kick out, near wing 3, Tobin. Off left offensive board, Tonjens left block layup too strong. Rebound Stewart. He's got a couple of 10 rebound games of late. And Moberly into the front court. 4:35 first quarter, up 6-2. Bell left side zigzags middle, throws out. Stewart wants back for Bell and has it. Bell up top crosses over, fires near side Graves who lobs right block Wietrich. Layup, a lot of contact, jump ball call. And possession of Warrington. Lord Hagedorn wanted a foul on that. Couple of substitutions, Brett Smith and Dylan Smith, no relation. Enter for Warrington. And Nelson and Tobin out. Warrington ball right to left, down 6-2, 4-10 first quarter. District quarterfinals. Near side Pringer. Shovels middle. Reset far side with Brett Smith. In the middle, Tinoli drives, left block, layup off glass in. Tinoli with his first points. 6-4, Mobile 8, 3:50 first quarter. Andre Bell into the front court for the Spartans. Home whites, blue numbers, red trim. Far side, Wietrich. Lobs left block, Kester. Steps back, left corner. Hoist for three, well long. Rebound, Pranger. Warrington into the front court. Left block, Dylan Smith. Bounce pass, right block, and a foul call. That pass intended for Plain Pranger kind of caught it on the hip, and they're saying he was in the act, so he's to the line with a couple of free throws and the opportunity to tie it. Call goes on Stewart. Pranger swishes. Pranger, a 6'3 senior forward, 63% at the line. Jackson Miller, Dominic Stone King in for Mobley, Landon Graves, and Gavin Stewart out. Pranger second, ties it up, six apiece, 3:29 first quarter. Pranger exits, CJ Short, and he is a 6'7 senior forward. Bell dashes front court from Overly, who has a horn set. Bell goes left, fakes middle, picked up his dribble, but gets it off. Miller chucks middle, nobody ready for the pass, but Kester tracks it down. Now drives, Euro step, kick out. Near corner three, Bell back rim. That's a rarity for him, just his 12th attempt of the year. Rebound Warrington. Tinoli sprints, left block. Reset up top, Tonjins for three, left rim. Knocked away from Miller, stays with Warrington. Tonjins, left block, layup off, glass drops out. Offensive board, second try, too easy. Tonjins with four, 8-6 Warrington. 2:40 first quarter in the district quarterfinals. Bell hands off Wietrich near side. Jabs, twirls near elbow. Kicks out. Bell near side again. Near wing, Jackson Miller. All-conference linebacker. Bounce pass middle for Kester, who twists and draws a foul. No, a travel comes in from the far side. So Mark Hassel calls off Chris Ackman's foul call. In possession back to Warrington, who lost to Moberly 61-60 in the holiday shootout at Moberly Area Community College December 29th. Schwartz straight away, black knee sleeves. Stops near wing, chucks far side. Far wing to Noli, Wietrich on him. Tonjins near wing, swings near side, Schwartz again. Warrington patient early. Far side, Tonjins. Short cuts middle. It's Tinoli for three straight away. Left rim. Long rebound near side. It's slammed off of Stone King and possession to Warrington. Heads up play by Brett Smith. Caught up to it and pegged it off the left leg of Stone King. Possession remains with Warrington. 8-6 there. Lead a minute 48 first quarter. Up top Tinoli behind a screen. In the middle, Schwartz left block. Lamp rolls in. Schwartz, great cut from the top of the key. 10-6 Warrington in the 36th first quarter. Left side, Bell. Throws left corner, Miller. Barrels left block. Lamp out of contact, front rim, and free throws. That's on Schwartz, his first. Miller, fresh off a career high against Marshall in the 90-74 Moberly loss last week. His first free throw, bricks. 10-6 Warrington, minute 28 first quarter. Miller just 5-for-13 at the line this year. Blue shoes, red straps, black socks. His second free throw goes. 10-7 Warrington, minute 28 first quarter. Far side, Jake Tinoli. Senior, 1,000-point score. Crosses over on Wietrich. Hands off far side, Brett Smith. He dribbles up top and flips back far side to Noli. Moberly in man-to-man. Far side, Brett Smith. One of their top ball handlers, says Coach Mark Thomas, who used to be the head man in this building for the Hannibal Pirates. Back door too high, out of bounds position. Back to Moberly. Thomas spent 2 years as the Hannibal head coach, then 1 year as the Warrington assistant coach, and now the head coach. As Mike Uffman left for the Fort Zumwalt Northhead job. Inside a minute, first quarter, 10-7 Warrington, Mobley ball left to right. Far side Bell with double figures in 10 of the last 14 games. Behind the back, chest pass far side, Stone King. Near side Miller. Hands off Weidrich, off screen left. Free throw line, jumper, back rim, high bounce. Miller soars for it, and it stays with Mobley. Near side, Stone King couldn't corral. Out of bounds and possession to Warrington. That hit off the hand of Tinoli, but the crew didn't see it. So Warrington possession and the opportunity to hold for one, so that's a big call. 10-7 Warrington, 26 seconds first quarter. Far side Tinoli. That 1,000th career point came against St. Charles West. Far side, Brett Smith, eyes middle, holds. Cross court near side, Garrison Hibbs into the game for the first time. 7 seconds, first quarter. Tinoli off screen right with five. Stutters, jump stop, falls, and a travel called. 1.9 seconds, first quarter. Back to Moberly, 10-7 it trails, 1.9 first quarter. Stone King game-bound baseline on the black Ian Pirates in the red paint. Substitutions, Brady Nelson comes in, Tinoli out. So he'll get an extra 1.9 seconds of rest before the quarter break. Inbound far side Bell. One. Stops from 50 and hoists and misses left. 10-7 Warrington after a quarter in the district quarterfinals on Quicks.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Start of the second quarter, Moberly trails Warrington 10-7 in the district quarterfinals. Moberly basketball, left to right, home whites, blue numbers, red trim. Andre Bell in the backcourt, red shoes. Shots into the front court. Brady Nelson on him. Far side, Kester. Scoops up top. Warrington and man-to-man. Left side, Weidrich. Triggers for three buckets. That is huge. He was just 22% from three over the last eight. He's got five, ties it at 10. 20 seconds into the second. That is 550 points on the season for Weidrich. Near side, Nelson. Hands off, Tonjan. Jump stop, kick out. Near side, Tobin. Sidearms up top. Tinoli, right wing. Left hand to near side, Nelson. Bounce pass, far side, Tonjan. Over the head, right block, back out. Rifles, left block. Over the shoulder, Prenger for two. 12-10, Warrington. Minute into the second. Bell zigzags left side. Left block layup into contact. Front rim. No call. Rebound Brett Smith. Far side Nelson into the front court for Warrington. Pass far side. Knocked out of bounds. And it stays with Warrington. Baseline inbound for Tobin. Pranger cuts far side and corrals. Swings up top. Tinoli a 25-footer. Banks it in. 15-10 Warrington. Minute 20 into the second. District quarterfinals. The winner has St. Francis Borgia tomorrow. Borgia the top seed. Far side Bell. Chest pass, far wing. Stone King pops it left block. Leitrich hands out. Kester at left corner. Thought about three. Instead, dribbles left wing. Cross court near side. Left wing again, Kester. Couple of jabs. Now launches the three. Air ball. Rebound Bell. Stays Moberly. Near wing, Leitrich. Red shoe. Skips far side. Miller up and under. Hand off Stone King. Now he gives for Kester. Moberly patient. 15-10 its deficit. 2 minutes into the second. Near side, Kester. Backs down. Twist. Fadeaway is blocked and stripped. Warrington, 2-on-1. Tinoli left block. Layup left rim. Rebound Moberly. Kester, and he's fouled from behind, and that stops the break. That's the first foul on Tangens. 15-10 Warrington. 5:38 first quarter. Moberly 13-10 on the year. 4-3 on neutral floors. Brady Nelson, a bit of token pressure for Warrington. But Bell steps front court and hands off for Leitrich. Near side, Kester. Circles middle. Fade away, blocked again, but a foul call this time on Pranger. So Kester to the line. ...15-10 Warrington, a 5:20 first half. Kester's first free throw. Back rim and out. Gavin Stewart comes in. Jackson Miller leaves. Landing Graves back in. Stone King out. Kester, four straight games in double figures for the Spartans. Also, half of his threes on the year have come in the last four contests, but he misses two. Rebound Warrington, 15-10 its lead, 5:19 first half. District quarterfinals. Mark Thomas calls the play. Rockbridge, named after the Columbia High School. Up top, Schwart, twists it far side. Tobin, 42% three-point shooter. Near side three, Tinoli, back rim. Schwart at 6'7", snatches and scoops out. Tangent. Far side, Tobin. Graves defends. Bounce pass, right block. Schwart scoops it out. Near wing three. Tangens drills it. 18-10 Warrington. 4:40 first down. Bell behind the back. Stops free throw line. Swings far side. Leitrich off a curl. Left wing. Fade away. Three. No problem. He's got eight. The Leitrich family living well right now. Brother Tanner hit a grand slam for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes this weekend in Hawaii. 18-13 Warrington, 4:15 first half. Straight away to Noli. His brother's an assistant coach for Fayette. Leitrich is steal. 1-on-1 with Nelson. Jump stop, right block. Layup converts. 10 for Leitrich. He averages 23.8 a game. And he's just six shy of 1,500 career points. 18-15 Warrington, a 3:50 first half. Tinoli off screen right. Hands out. Nelson stutters, flips near wing. Tangens fires left block. Nelson knocked out of bounds baseline. Great play out of Andre Bell. He swatted that one out of bounds, and that would have been a size mismatch at the block. Dylan Smith and Brett Smith back in off the bench. No relation. Brady Nelson out. Travis Tobin out. Tangens to inbound baseline. Throws near corner Schwart, who shovels near wing. Dylan Smith dribbles up top, passes near side. Schwart posts, now snatches, left block. Up and under and a kick out. Right wing three, Tangens in and out. Rebound near side, Leitrich. Moberly ball. Bell into the front court. Scampers right block. Layup, beautiful, and a foul. Moberly can tie it up at the line after Schwartz's second foul. 18-17 Warrington, 3:17 first half. Garrison Hibbs comes in, Schwart out. Bell has been so good at the line of late. 10 for 11 last time out. And he makes his first here. He has five. We're tied at 18, 3:17 first quarter in the district quarterfinals. Tanoli outlets near side Hibbs, who enters middle. It's kicked out of bounds baseline off the left leg of Dylan Smith and back to Moberly. Moberly trailed 10-7 after the first. They trailed by 10 after the first when these teams met in the holiday shootout, and Moberly won that in overtime. Near side Kester. Tonjan's on him. Cross court. Far side Braves. Swings back near Kester. Back door left block. Layup. Bell short arms it. Rebound Warrington. Beautiful play design. Just couldn't finish. Far side Tanoli. Dribbles on screen left. He's trapped up top. Left hands near side. Catches back. Near side three. Right rim. Tonjan's offensive board stripped away. Bell accelerates front court. 2-on-2. Up and under a runner. Right rim. Follows Stewart. No, but a foul call. And two shots for Gavin Stewart. First foul on Tanoli. Probably in the 1-1 the rest of the half. Tied at 18, 2:26 first half. Stewart, gray shoes, his first free throw, back rim. Stewart, a senior, 6'4", his second. Short, rebound Warrington. Tied at 18, 2:25 first half. Right side Tanoli behind the back. Scoops out. Far side Brett Smith navigates middle. And a blocking foul called on Moberly. That's on Andre Bell. Baseline inbound for Warrington. Dylan Smith on the Black Pirates lettering in the red paint. Sidearms middle. Tonjan's backs down over the shoulder. Right rim. Rebound Graves. The all-conference linebacker hands off Wietrich. Moberly into the front court. Court Hagedorn said Graves does hope to play small school football in college. Perhaps Westminster, where former teammate Ben Hyman plays. Bell zigzags middle. Hands off Wietrich, who chucks from 25 front rim. Rebound Tonjan's. Still tied at 18, minute 45, first down. Near corner, Dylan Smith, bounce pass, left block, layup to Nolan Warrington back in front. 20-18, Warrington. Minute 35, first down. Moberly left to right in the district quarterfinals on the floor of NCMC rival Hannibal. Kester probes middle. It's kicked out of bounds baseline and stays with Moberly. Andre Bell to inbound for the Spartans. Graves cuts near corner. It's Wietrich left side. Jump stop up in under off glass for a deuce. Tied at 20, minute 14, first half. Near side, Brett Smith. Near the front court, Warrington. Dylan Smith, jump stop, kick out. Near corner three, Tonjan's bullseye. He's into double figures with 10. His points per game down 3 from the first third of the season when these teams met, but he's off to a hot start. He's already at his season average. 23-20 Warrington, 45 seconds first half. Bell up top. Double figures in 10 of the last 14. Flipped out. Wietrich far side. The senior who holds a Moberly Area Community College offer. Dribbles near midfloor with 26 seconds first half. Gives Bell. 21 seconds first half. Crossover. Bell left block. Layup. We're down at just 1. 23-22. Warrington now kicked around. And Warrington saves. Near side, 3 for Brett Smith, well long, and the half concludes. 23-22, the lead for Warrington at the half.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Do you remember your favorite candy from when you were a child? Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More is here for those wonderful childhood memories. Wacky Wafers, Chuckles, Slow Pokes, Bob Bats, Long Boy Caramel Bars, Rocky Road, O. Henry, Charms, Rock Candy, and the list goes on. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop has almost every flavor of Jelly Belly Jelly Bean you can imagine. Homemade chocolate fudge, handmade chocolates, hard ice cream, and cheesecakes. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More, 619 Concannon Street in Moberly.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Need an affordable meal deal for tonight's dinner? Sonic and Moberly would like for you to enjoy their Car Hop Classic, where you'll get a quarter-pound double cheeseburger and Sonic's famous tater tots for only $2.99. You'll receive a filling meal with a fuller pocket. Needing a delicious dessert to follow, how about a double-stuffed Oreo Blast to go? Sonic also has great treats such as Classic and Master Shakes, Cones, Sundaes, and more. Come by Sonic Drive-In in Moberly. The magic all happens when you push the red button. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Warrenton leads Moberly at the half. The broadcast brought to you by Sonic, Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop, Glenn's Garage Door, Valentine Insurance Agency, Thomas Motors, Baby Tire and Auto, World Finance and Tax Service, Subway with two locations, Hathaway Memorial Funeral Home, all of Moberly, PK Wise Insurance Agency of Moberly, and Sellers Wise Insurance of Salisbury, Rebarco Inc. of Rennick, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia or the Beta Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Side Instructors, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you're showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizen. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. First half numbers next on Quicks.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Rebarco Incorporated is locally owned and has been serving the area since 1986. You'll find Rebarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Rennick. Let locally owned Rebarco Incorporated help you with all your concrete reinforcing needs. No job is too big or too small. For all your concrete reinforcing needs at competitive pricing, call 660-263-1243 or stop by Rebarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Rennick, serving the area since 1986. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Side Instructors has been by your side for 75 years.
Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Glenn's Garage Doors appreciates customer referrals. Phil Berry, a well-known insurance agent in Moberly, recently purchased two door-link steel-backed insulated residential garage doors with two LiftMaster openers and a keyless entry. Phil said,
I've had Glenn put in several garage doors for me in the past few years. Glenn's doors have always been amazing, and he's always done great service and taken care of those products, and I've been extremely satisfied with the work that Glenn's done for me.
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at
663-1655. 23-22, Warrington leads Moberly. Braden Weitrich with 12, Andre Bell with 7, 2 for Trey Kester, 1 for Jackson Miller. For Warrington, 10 for Sam Tongins, Jake Tinoli with 7, 4 for Blaine Pranger, and 2 for CJ Schwartz. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Alpha Media and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. Second half next on Quicks and CentralMoinfo.com as Warrington leads Moberly 23-22.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Chevy Buick GMC 2018 model closeout event going on now at Thomas Motors in Moberly.
Save thousands on 2018 model trucks, cars, SUVs, and crossovers. Hurry in and take yours home today or visit thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
to 22, Warrington leads Moberly at the half. Braden Weitrich with 12 for the Spartans, and Sam Tongins with 10 for the Warriors. Warrington just 9-16 on the year, but it did win three straight before back-to-back losses to close the year. Moberly, however, closed the season with losses in six of its last eight. including back-to-back losses at Fulton, then versus Marshall in conference play. 23-22, Warrenton leads Moberly District quarterfinals on quits. Warrenton possession to open the second half, left to right. The Warriors in the road blacks. Black numbers, red trim. Moberly, it's home whites. Blue numbers and red trim is the 3-seed. Warrenton the 6. Up top to Noli into the backcourt off his left hand. And a backcourt violation possession of Moberly. The winner has St. Francis Borgia, the 2-seed in the semifinals tomorrow. Hannibal, the host team, the top seed. Stewart inbounds far side for Bell. Red shoes. Dribbles right side, rolls up top, Graves. Near wing, Kester. Side steps, scans the floor, far side, Bell. Near side, Weetrich. Hands off, Kester, two-man game. Kester zigzags, left block, layup, a lot of contact. No call, Kester keeps it Moberly. Left block, layup, Weetrich blocked. Far side, rebound, Tongins. Warrenton possession. Warriors into the front court. 45 seconds into the third. 23-22 Warrenton. Far side to Noli. Left hand's far wing. Catches back. Deep three-pointer. Good. To Noli into double figures with 10. He had 24 last game. And he had 19 in the district quarterfinals last year in a win against Hannibal. Bell in the middle. Jump stop up in. Under blocked, but a foul call. And that is the first on Travis Tobin. 26-22 Warrenton, a minute 08 into the third. Bell, one for one at the line tonight, makes the first. He has 8. Bell had 20 against Marshall, the second best game of his career. He had just 2 points and 5 turnovers when these teams met in the holiday shootout. Offensive rebound, Kester, right block, layup, cuts it to a 1-point game. 26-25 Warrenton, a minute 20 into the third. Far side, Brady Nelson. Over the head middle. Near side, Tobin, his first shot swishes. Tobin, a 42% three-point shooter, drained one, and Warrenton leads 29-25, 6:30 third quarter. Lane Pranger took a spill. He exits C.J. Schwartz in. Schwartz has 2 fouls. Schwartz, 6'7". Bell scurries front court. Near side, Weetrich. Drives left block, lobs middle. It's intercepted. Warrenton into the front court. Near corner, Tobin. Bell defends. Tinoli rips middle. Bounce pass left side. Tongins powers left block. Layup block, Kester. Out of bounds baseline. Possession stays Warrenton. 29-25 Warriors. 2 minutes into the third. Moberly won 61-60 in that holiday shootout game December 29th in overtime. Near wing three, Tinoli bottoms. He's got 13. His brother played for Central Methodist, now an assistant coach at Fayette. Near corner, Weetrich for 3. Answers. And a timeout, Moberly. 32-28 Warrenton, 5:43 third quarter in the district quarterfinals on Quicks.
Need an affordable meal deal for tonight's dinner? Sonic and Moberly would like for you to enjoy their Car Hop Classic, where you'll get a quarter-pound double cheeseburger and Sonic's famous tater tots for only $2.99. You'll receive a filling meal with a fuller pocket. Needing a delicious dessert to follow, how about a double-stuffed Oreo Blast to go? Sonic also has great treats such as Classic and Master Shakes, cones, sundaes, and more. Come by Sonic Drive-In in Moberly. The magic all happens when you push the red button. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Moberly trails Warrenton, 32-28, 5:43 third quarter. That is Weetrich's third three-point make of the night, and it is the 15th time this season that he has hit 3 triples in a game. He recorded that feat 8 times last year and 8 times as a freshman as well. Near side, Tinoli kicks out. Left wing, Tobin. Shovels out. Tinoli left side for 3, back rim. Long rebound near side, out of bounds, and possession back to Moberly. Spartans trail 32-28, 5:27, third quarter. Wietrich 1 point shy of 1,500. The last to do that for the Spartans, Brennan Hughes in 2010. Bell off screen right. Toss is near. Kester drives, left block. Layup high off the window, front rim. Rebound Warrington. Kester defends in the backcourt and a foul call. Kester a little overzealous there. That's just his first foul, though. 5:11 third quarter, 32-28 Warrington. Warrington lost last year in the district semis. Tinoli straight away. Flips near. Tobin, another three. Wide open back rim. Far rebound Graves. Moberly possession. Spartans right to left. Home white, blue numbers, red trim. Bell, jump stop, left block, throws right block, layup, Stewart, bottom of the rim, but a foul call, then free throws. Brett Smith and Dylan Smith set to return for Warrington in just a moment, no relation for them. Stewart's first free throw, can cut it to a one possession game, and he's short, he's over three at the line. Tobin and Nelson, the two out for the Smiths. Stewart releases the second. Good. That's his first point. 32-29 Warrington. 3:10 into the third. And a 30-second timeout for Warrington. 32-29 Warrington. 4:49 third quarter. In the district quarterfinals on Quicks.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Warrington basketball out of the timeout, 32-29, 4:49, third quarter. Mark Thomas, the Hannibal coach for 2 years before 1 year as a Warrington assistant and now the Warrington head coach. Foul on the far side, possession stays with Warrington. It's Graves' first. Mobley and Warrington at Hannibal High School. Far side, Tinoli. Rifles middle, Kester steals. Spartans possession. Kester gallops front court. Chest pass far side. Wietrich three for the tie. Yes, sir. And that is a 1,500 career points. He's got 18 on the night. Tied at 32, 4:24 third quarter. Far side, Tinoli pumps. Steps back left corner. One hands up. Top of steal for Wietrich. Loose far side again. Tinoli stays Warrington. Left block, Schwartz hands off. Tonjens lay it for the lead. Tonjens has 12. Bell up top. Jabs right. 34-32 Warrington. Middle of the third quarter. Far side, Wietrich. Holds over the head, releases near for Bell. Who skips back far, Kester. The Cairo transfer. Hands off, Wietrich. Another three-pointer, back rim. Rebound to Noli. 3-on-2 Warrington. Outlet. Dylan Smith left block. Layup scoops it home. 36-32 Warrington. 3:40 third quarter. Left block. Kester pushes up. Scores and a foul. Mass chaos on that play. Bell raced into the front court. Kester caught it at the left block. Kind of got undercut there. A few guys fell. And Kester threw it up in hope, and it went in. Kester's former school, Cairo, a district champion this past weekend at the Class 2 level, play Iberia in sectionals. That'll be on our airwaves Wednesday as Kester completes the three-point play. He's got seven. His mother, Jamie, in the house, former all-region at Mobley Area Community College. An all-stater at K-Rob. And a carry on Warrington. 36-35 Mobley with possession. 3:28 third quarter. Bell near side. Chuck Sperkester back up top. Miller. Bell right wing. Straight away we trick. Jump stop. And he draws a foul. And he's in the act. He's to the line. That's the second foul on Tom Jones. 36-35, Warrington, 3:16, third quarter. Weitrich's free throw true. We're tied. Weitrich's brother Tanner, former All-Stater on the hardwood for the Spartans. And he hit a grand slam for the University of Iowa this weekend in a sweep at Hawaii. But the parents here tonight, in case it's Weitrich's last run on the hardwood, is a foul call. District quarterfinals, tied at 36, 3:06 third quarter. Chester now has two in the quarter. Tonjans inbounds near corner, Schwartz. Tillen Smith, Stone King defends, bounce pass right block, Schwartz. Who faces up on Miller, spins, layup, drops in off right rim. 38-36 Warrington, 2:50 third quarter. The winner has St. Francis Borgia tomorrow. Near wing, Weitrich, sidesteps, hesitates, lobs middle. Kester stripped. Tinoli dashes left block, twirls, layup off glass, right rim. Offensive board, Tonjan swatted. Rebound Moberly. But a turnover. Short right block up in under. Short. Rebound Moberly. Helter Skelter. Weitrich left block. Draws a foul on the floor, says Chris Ackman. 38-36 Warrington, 2:23 third quarter. Already five team fouls on Warrington. Bell to inbound baseline. But first, a timeout for Court Hagedorn. 30-second timeout. 38-36 Warrington, 2:23 third quarter in the district quarterfinals on Quicks.
Rabarco Incorporated is locally owned and has been serving the area since 1986. You'll find Rabarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Renick. Let locally owned Rabarco Incorporated help you with all your concrete reinforcing needs. No job is too big or too small. For all your concrete reinforcing needs at competitive pricing, call 660-263-1243 or stop by Rabarco Incorporated at Highway 63 and Business 63 in Renick, serving the area since 1986. Proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Warrington leads Moberly 2:23 third quarter. The host, Hannibal's the top seed in the district. St. Francis Borgia, the two. Moberly, the three. Warrington's the six. Baseline inbound for Weitrich. Throws middle. Kester pushes up, ties it. 38 apiece, 2:16 third quarter. Far side, loose pass, out of bounds, and possession of Moberly. Schwartz tried to go cross court there for Dylan Smith. It was about a 30-foot pass. Weitrich was in the lane, and it went out. Playing Pranger back in for the first time since he took a hard fall. Schwartz out. Far side inbound, Stone King. Miller hands off Bell. Weitrich deep right wing. Chucks middle. Kester right block. Clamp, a lot of contact. No call. Offensive board. Kester back up side rim. Another O board. Tie up and a jump ball call. Possession stays with the Spartans. Tied at 38, minute 58, third quarter. Weitrich to inbound baseline on the black E and Pirates in the red paint. Near side, Stone King. Far side, Bell plucks, drives. Scoops near side, shot Miller, left rim. Baseline, rebound Warrington in traffic. And a timeout call for Mark Thomas to keep the possession. 30-second timeout. We're tied at 38, minute 45, third quarter. You're listening to the district quarterfinals on KWIX AM Moberly and KWIX FM Cairo.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
All, minute 45, third quarter in the district quarterfinals. Baseline inbound for Dylan Smith. Spirals it near corner and Warrington into the front court. Tanoli, loose steal for Stone King. Bounce pass, left block. Kester layup, Moberly leads. 40-38 Spartans. And Kester into double figures for the fifth straight game. Minute 30, third quarter, 40-38 Moberly. The Lady Spartans in the house to support. They'll play Hannibal in the district semis tomorrow. Sanjins barrels middle and a blocking foul. Jackson Miller with his first. Five team fouls on Warrington, four on Moberly. Baseline inbound for Tanoli. He catches back on a handoff, chucks for three, right rim, offensive rebound. Pranger stays Warrington, backs down, pulleys up, offensive foul. Pranger on a push shot. Good play design there, though. Tanoli just flicked it in, got it back on a handoff, right corner, but an offensive foul after the offensive rebound. Probably ball, 40-38 at Leeds, minute 10, third quarter. Bell zigzags, left block, layup, foul on the way up, and Bell to the line. Bell was 9-for-9 from the line at Kirksville in a conference win when he scored a career-high 21 points. As it's the fourth foul on Pringer. And he was 10-for-11 against Marshall last Thursday in the regular season finale. These are big free throws here. Two would give Moberly a two-possession lead. Bell's first. Down and out. Bell about halfway through on that first one. Minute 03, third quarter. And his second one gives Moberly a three-point lead. 41-38 Spartans. Minute 03, third quarter. Short lasers at middle. Outlet far side, Tongins bounce pass. Right block, layup, Nelson. What ball movement. Corner to corner to corner. Nelson with his first points. Tongins with a howitzer there from the left wing to the right block. 41-40 Moberly at 40 seconds third quarter. Far corner Miller. Wietrich right side. Crosses over. Twist. Kicks out. Kester right corner. Accelerates right block. Swatted on a layup. He kind of lost that one as much as anything. Warrington into the front court. Tongins left corner. Horse to three, left rim. Tipped around, out of bounds baseline. Officials check with each other, stays with Warrington. 41-40, Moberly 17 seconds, third quarter. Tobin to inbound baseline. Two at the elbows, two at the blocks. Tanoli right wing, Wietrich defense. Into the near corner. Tobin launches for three, swish. 8 seconds, third quarter, 43-41 Warrington. Bell far side with five, four, and he travels. Possession back to Warrington, 3.5 seconds, third quarter, 43-41 it leads. Far sideline inbound for Tobin. He chucks near. Tanoli knives through two, bombs it from 30 left rim, and the quarter concludes. 43-41 Warrington. On Quicksend, CentralMoInfo.com in the district quarterfinals.
Do you remember your favorite candy from when you were a child? Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More is here for those wonderful childhood memories. Wacky Wafers, Chuckles, Slow Pokes, Bob Bats, Long Boy Caramel Bars, Rocky Road, O. Henry, Charms, Rock Candy, and the list goes on. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop has almost every flavor of Jelly Belly Jelly Bean you can imagine. Homemade chocolate fudge, handmade chocolates, hard ice cream, and cheesecakes. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More, 619 Concannon Street in Moberly.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Warren 10 leads Moberly at the start of the fourth quarter on quicksandcentralmoinfo.com. District quarterfinals, the winner has St. Francis Borgia in the semifinals tomorrow. Warrington in Mexico up next in the girls 4-5 matchup. Far side, Brady Nelson. Zips middle, short over the shoulder. Bottom of the rim, offensive rebound. Tonjens up for 2 and a foul. Tonjens is 14. Braves has 2 fouls, 45-41 Warrington. 7:43, fourth quarter. Tonjens completes the three-point play. This is quite similar to the spot as the regular season game. Moberly was down 5 at the start of the fourth. Forced overtime and 1. Left block, Wietrich draws a blocking foul. Short now has 3. And Wietrich has a 1-1 for the Spartans. It's a 78% free throw shooter. Red shoes, white socks, shoots, and sinks the first. He has 20. Bell set to check back in for Moberly, and Wietrich cuts it to a three-point game. Moberly goes small here as Bell, the 5'7 guard, in for the 6'4 Stewart. 46-43 Warrington, almost 30 seconds into the fourth. Moberly in a 2-2-1. Tobin outlets middle. Tinoli left block. Layup blocked up the backboard. Kester rebound. Moberly. Wietrich open up floor. Catches. Sprints right block. Layup finishes. He's got 23. 46-45 Warrington. 45 seconds into the fourth. Tobin into the front court. Far side Schwert at 6'7. Powers left block and a blocking foul. Chris Ackman signals it's on Andre Bell. Both teams in the bonus now from this point forward. This is a baseline inbound, but next foul is 1-1 for Warrington. Out of bounds, far side. Kester tipped it, so it stays with Warrington. 46-45, it leads. 7:06 to play. Far corner inbound. Tonjens catches. Up top, Tinoli. Dribbles off screen right. Steps into a 15-footer. Blocked Wietrich. Rebound Moberly. 3-on-1. Kester, hands off, right block, layup, Stone King, Moberly leads again. How about the defense to offense for the Spartans and the first points for Stone King? 47-46, Moberly, 6:45 to go. Far side, Tinoli. Black shoes with a black jersey and red trim. Short straight away, swings near Tobin, a 42% three-point shooter. Back up top, bounce pass left block, Schwartz. Kester defends. Short over the shoulder, right rim. Rebound Kester. That was a bunny. And a foul called. And free throws for Moberly. Maybe Short with a frustration foul there. He's 6'7". Had Kester in a weak position. Finger rolled it right over him. Just couldn't put it through. He comes out. Garrison Hibbs back in. And Kester to the line for 1-1. Double figures for him now in 5 straight games. A 58% free throw shooter. His first back rim drops in. Back rim, front rim, and down. That one looked well strong off the hands, but it softened up a bit off the back rim. Kester's second. A three-point lead for the Spartans. 49-46, Mobley, 6:22, fourth quarter. Far side, Tobin. Warrington into the front court. It's an only left wing near the Pirate logo. Dribbles near side. Nelson back for Tinoli, near wing three for the tie. Can't bank it home. He already banked one in. Rebound Moberly. Weitrich far side. Dashes right block. A lot of contact and free throws. Tinoli, a practical tackle there. But Weitrich up and he's to the line. And another timeout for Warrington. Perhaps sensing the wheels falling off a bit. 49-46 Moberly, 2 minutes into the fourth on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. You could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
Side and Strickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sideandstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
.49-46. Moberly leads Warrington 6:01, fourth quarter. Weitrich at the free throw line for the Spartans. Three-time second-team all-conference, but a guaranteed first-team all-conference performer as a senior. He's got 24 to match his season average. And it's a two-possession game. His second all net. 51-46, Moberly. 6 minutes to play. Warrington ball left to right. Tinoli hands off left wing Tobin, who slips but gets off the pass. Reset Nelson. Throws near. Into the near corner. Nelson pitches right block. Tonjin's up in. He has 17. 51-48, Moberly. 5:34 quarter. Bell right to left for Moberly. Zips near side. Weitrich resets. Tinoli defends. One-on-one. Now Bell near the half-court line. Accelerates. Jump stop. Runner spirals in. Bell into double figures for the 11th time in the last 15 games. He hadn't done it once in the first nine. Near wing Nelson. Rifles right. Block tipped. Saved in bounds, right to Warrington. Near side, Nelson. Bounce pass, left block, layup, Hibbs, and a foul. 53-48, Moberly, 4:59 to play. That was a rather unusual play there. Moberly saved it in bounds right in front of the Warrington bench, and it went right to the block area. Nelson was rather wide open for a jump shot, but instead passed it to the left block. Hibbs missed the layup, but drew the foul and makes the first free throw. His second to cut it back to one possession. It's long. Tipped around offensive board. Layup to Tinoli. Front rim and down. Weitrich races left block. Layup off glass and good. 55-51 Moberly. Bounce pass right block. Tonjin. Shoulders through Kester but too strong on the layup. Offensive board and a follow for Tobin. No, but free throw. 55-51 Moberly. 4:38 fourth quarter. This game has picked up quite a bit in the second half. Tobin, a guy head coach Mark Thomas says is almost too smart as a basketball player. He wishes he would take more of what perhaps he considers bad shot just to the benefit of the team. He's got 7 with that free throw. 2 triples on the night. And give him 8. 55-53 Moberly. 4:35, fourth quarter. Bell skips front court. Moberly in a horn set. Bell passes with Beatrix. Near elbow jumper short. Well online, but short. Rebound to Noli. Right block. Layup. Offensive foul. Bell takes the charge. Third. 55-53 Moberly. 4:18, fourth quarter. Mark Castle looks at Mark Thomas, Warrington head coach, as he put a knee in him. Bell on the black circle at midcourt. Dribbles off screen right. Hands off Kester. Right wing, Weetrich. Chest pass Kester straight away. Tonjens defends. Near wing, Bell. Whips far side. Kester right wing. 3:50 fourth quarter. Moberly up 2. Near wing, Bell. Wide open, but again, only 12 three-point attempts on the year, so he thinks better of it. He did miss one earlier tonight. Weetrich near side. Inside, outside, dribble. Angle far side. Tonoli one-on-one with him. Passing game offense for Moberly. Kester straight away. Into the lap of Bell. 3:30, fourth quarter. Bell gets his step, stops, free throw line. Pops out. Near side jumper, Weetrich, money. It's a 2 foot on the line. That's 29 for him. 57-53 Moberly. 3:15, fourth quarter. Left block, lamp, Tonoli back at you. 57-55 Moberly, 3:05 to play. Bell dribbles off the foot of Nelson, but recovers. Moberly into the front court. Near wing, Kester. Flips up top, Graves. Eyes near Stone King. Weetrich catches. Backs down on Tonoli. Underhand, middle, right block, layup. Bell, good enough foul. What a pass. Weetrich dribbled baseline near side. Got off his feet, which can be really dangerous. He kind of threw an underhanded behind the back pass to Bell, who finished and completes the 3-point play. Hibbs out. Pranger in. 60-55 Moberly. 2:40 to play. Warrington ball left to right. Near side to Noli. He's dangerous at all times. He'll chuck it from anywhere. Left corner, Tobin bombs the 3 in and out. Rebound, Kester. Moberly ball right to left. 60-55 it leads. 2:15 to play. Bell scurries middle. One hands right block. Kick out. Graves had a shot at a contested layup, but probably wise to reset. And a timeout for Moberly. 60-55 Spartans. 2:02, fourth quarter on Quix.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
In 60-55, Moberly leads Warrington. 2:02 to play. The Weetrich family trying to rile up the Moberly faithful at Hannibal High School. Hannibal has a bye as the top seed, as does St. Francis Borgia as the 2 seed. 2:02 fourth quarter, 60-55 Spartans. The winner has St. Francis Borgia tomorrow. No surprise, but Borgia in the building to look on. Kester to inbound far side for Mobley. 60 to 55, Spartans, 2:02 to play. Inbound Bell in traffic. Hands off Stone King, left block. And a jump ball call. And possession stays with Mobley. Stone King got really deep under the basket there. Weetrich to inbound baseline on the black orange Pirates. Pops near corner, Kester. Weetrich drives middle. Quadruple team, throws it up out of control, but draws a foul and free throws. 60 to 55, Moberly. Minute 54, quarter. And that foul on Brett Smith. Weetrich buries the first. He's got 30. This would make it a three-possession game. It does. 62-55 Mobley, a minute 50 to play. Tinoli into the front court. Sidesteps, hands off far side, Dylan Smith. Near wing, Brett Smith. Twists, right block. Finds Tonjens. Up and under, right rim, rebound Kester, but it's ripped away. Tobin gets it back for Warrington. Minute 30 to go. Brett Smith, blocking foul on Stone King. So 1-1 for Warrington with a minute 28 to play, 62-55 Moberly. With that foul on Stone King. Brett Smith, 61% at the line. It's up. Back rim. Rebound Tonjens. Up. Good and a foul. The absolute worst case scenario for Moberly. You get a missed free throw. They get the offensive rebound. A bucket and an opportunity to add another. With that on Kester underneath. Tonjens' free throw completes the three-point play. 62-58 Moberly. Minute 25 to play. Bell into the front court. Triple teamed on the far side. Another tie-up. Out of bounds far side. Ball stays with Moberly. Bell and Tonjens were on the floor far side, but Tonjens touched it out of bounds. Kester to inbound far side. Everybody covered, but Weetrich escapes and catches in the backcourt. Dylan Smith on him. Minute 15 to go. Mobley up 4. Near corner, Stone King. Layup. What's the call? Bucking foul. It's a bucket. And Stone King to the line. Bang, bang, play at the block. But it's a block on Brett Smith. And Stone King to the line for an and one opportunity. He's too strong. Tipped around. Offensive rebound, Stone King. Possession stays Mobley. Now a tie-up and a foul on Warrington. Tinoli tagged with the foul. He has 4. Double bonus for Kester. Mobley to make it a three-possession game. Misses right. 64-58, 1:05 to play. Both teams in the double bonus. Tinoli with 4 fouls. He's the top scorer for Warrington. Weetrich has a clean slate for the Spartans. Kester's 2nd. Back rim. Tipped around. Another O rebound. Mobley possession. Weetrich near side. Kicked out of bounds. And possession to Warrington. Ford Hagedorn right in front of that play. And he is leading with both officials. He seems certain that that was off of Warrington, but it's Warrington ball. Warriors down 6, 58 seconds to go. Left wing 3, Tobin. Right rim, offensive board, Tonjens. Layup, drops in. 45 seconds left, hopefully up 4. Pass into traffic, Tonjens to steal. Loose near side. Tinoli behind the back. Jumper for Smith, too strong, left block, layup, Tonjins draws a foul, and free throws. Kester has four. Wietrich threw a really careless pass there right into traffic, and it results in Tonjins on the line. It ended up in the near corner. Got saved in bounds. Dylan Smith's jumper was too strong. Tonjins rebounded it and makes the first free throw. He has 23. 64-61 Moberly. 34 seconds left. Tonjins is second. Violation on Tonjins. He made it, but he violated. So it's a three-point game. Moberly in the double bonus, 64-61 at lead. 34 seconds left. Kester to inbound baseline. Wietrich escapes and snatches. The outlets, left block. Stone King layup, good. 65-61 Moberly. Should be near side three. Smith front rim, rebound Moberly, 18 seconds. Score can't be right because the free throw got waved on. It says 65-61. 17 seconds left. Says 65-61, 17 seconds left, but they wiped off the free throw. Because it was, there it is. Now it says 66-61. 66-61, Moberly, 17 seconds left. Stone King with free throws. His first ties his career high. 67-61, Moberly, 17 seconds to play. Stone King second. Back rim, front rim, off right. 67-61, Moberly, 15 seconds left. Tonjins, left side three from 30. Brick, rebound Kester, 9 seconds. 8, 7. Kester behind the back, into the front court. Tobin tries to hack at him. 2-1. 67-61 Moberly into the district semifinals against St. Francis Borgia. Moberly defeats Warrington to advance to the semifinals. Andre Bell goes to give dad, also named Andre Bell, a hug. Good performance for the younger Bell with 14. The broadcast has been brought to you by Sonic, Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop, Glenn's Garage Doors, Valentine Insurance Agency, Thomas Motors, KB Tire and Auto, World Finance and Tax Service, Subway with two locations, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home. Moberly is 67-61 victory. The outstanding player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, and Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life. This one's awfully, awfully tough because we like to spread the wealth, and Stone King had a performance worthy of player of the game. But that being said, we are hitting the home stretch. We don't know whether it will or will not be Moberly's last victory of the season. So we'll give it to Braden Wietrich with his 31. A very deserving effort. Like I said, we like to spread the wealth, so we'll give Dominic Stone King like a asterisk second player of the game. No, he was certainly the difference maker tonight with 7. Cord Hagedorn, Moberly head coach, will join us momentarily. Moberly girls face Hannibal tomorrow. Tony Vestal and Brent Boyer, head coach and assistant respectively, were in the building to scout the contest tonight between Hannibal and Kirksville. We'll step aside. Spartans head man Court Hagedorn with us next on Quicks.
Glenn's Garage Doors appreciates customer referrals. Phil Berry, a well-known insurance agent in Moberly, recently purchased two door-length steel-backed insulated residential garage doors with two LiftMaster openers and a keyless entry. Phil said,
I've had Glenn put in several garage doors for me in the past few years. Glenn's doors have always been amazing, and he's always done great service and taken care of those products, and I've been extremely satisfied with the work that Glenn's done for me.
Listen to your friends and neighbors for all your overhead door and opener needs. Call Glenn's Garage Doors in Moberly at 660-263-1655.
You just started out the door and you suddenly are hit in the face with a cold blast of air as you head to your frost-covered car. You thought your deep freeze was cold until you sit on that leather seat and chills run up your spine. Never again. KB Tire and Auto has the perfect solution. Remote start. Call Josh at 263-7500 and set up your appointment to have remote start installed in your car, SUV, truck, or van. KB Tire and Auto. Honest service by honest people.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to the Subways in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs like their Chipotle Steak Sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. Or try one of their satisfying wraps filled with turkey, bacon, and guacamole. And soup is back. For more details and great subs, go to your locally owned and operated Subways of Moberly. Subway, everyday value all day, every day. Subways in Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
I think Court Hagedorn just went back with the team for another second, but he should be working his way up in just a moment. Maybe he's even up. Yep, he's going around upstairs. Had a feeling he might be doing that. As he's going to hop on under here. Not Court Hagedorn's first trip to Hannibal, so he goes up the stairs, ducks through the fence, and joins us after his first career district win with the Moberly Spartans, 67-61. I'm sure you were thinking the same thing with the great recall you have, but really similar to the first matchup. You're down by 5, 20 seconds into the fourth, which was what it was to start the fourth the last time when you won in overtime. How'd you claw back into it once again?
You know, we got just enough rebounds and made just enough free throws, and we found a couple guys, you know, leaking out, and not so much leaking out, but when we were able to clear rebounds and look down the floor and got some layups, and then Braden was Braden, and he was sensational tonight, and we can't say enough about it, you know, but Dominic Stone King had a couple big buckets for us, and that little stretch at the end, and you know, just kind of a complete team effort.
Yeah, take us a bit more through Wietrich's game. Top 1,500 career points tonight with a 31-point effort. He had a bit of a three-game slump, but seemed like he got his legs back and was back to himself tonight.
Yeah, he got a few. He hit a couple threes early, and I think he had 12 at half, which is really good. And obviously, when he gets the free throw line, that's usually really good news for us, and so we like that idea. But he was more on attack mode, and when they're kind of being aggressive, and we were able to, he was kind of able to just kind of slither through some guys and get just enough space to either get it on the rim or get to the free throw line to put things in. So
we're talking to Court Hagedorn post game, 67-61 victory for Moberly. Expand on Dominic's effort tonight, if you could, a bit. He had what proved to be the game-winning bucket on that layup there at the block, and he seemed like he was all over the place.
Yeah, he got a couple steals when we went to our press, and I thought our press was really good for the first part of it, and then they kind of started cutting really, really well, and they were kind of on the run at that point in time. It was one of those things. But loose balls he got at some point, and he got just enough rebounds, and then, like I said, I don't think he leaked out, but that play that you're talking about is – somebody found him down the court and was able to put the ball in the hole and, and just keep us playing for one more night at least.
What did you see out of your team defensively tonight?
You know, I thought everything defensively was really good one before the shot. It was after the shot that wasn't very good. It wasn't really good into that aspect, and we've got a rebound. I thought their athleticism hurt us, and I thought our lack of creating space on shots hurt us. And so it was just one of those things for us tonight. And you know, good thing the two Borgia players weren't here, because they would be licking their chops, you know. And but if we can't rebound tonight with 6'3", 6'4", you know, it's going to be almost unbearable tomorrow night with 6'8", 6'8", if we, you know, if things go that way. So we're going to have to find a little bit more inside of us to get boards and get those guys out. And you know, I thought there were times tonight where we had good position and we just couldn't go grab it. And I think the athleticism hurt us on that part of it, you know. So maybe it won't be that way tomorrow night, but you know, we're going to have to play a lot different game tomorrow night with our rotations and our guard. You know, we played really guard heavy tonight in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. But we're going to have to play some big heavy tomorrow night and try and stay out of foul trouble and contain this. Contain those two guys and then get the shooters. So we're happy to play one more game and happy to play Borgia in the hopes that, you know, if we can sneak one out tomorrow night and play for a district championship on Friday. So,
probably head coach, Court Agador. Appreciate your time as always. Congratulations on the victory.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Eric. Appreciate the coverage.
That is Court Agador, Moberly head coach. And we'll step aside, come back, wrap it all up next on Quicks. Thanks so much.
Do you remember your favorite candy from when you were a child? Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More is here for those wonderful childhood memories. Wacky Wafers, Chuckles, Slow Pokes, Bob Bats, Long Boy Caramel Bars, Rocky Road, O. Henry, Charms, Rock Candy, and the list goes on. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop has almost every flavor of Jelly Belly Jelly Bean you can imagine. Homemade chocolate fudge, handmade chocolates, hard ice cream, and cheesecakes. Blissfully Yours Sweet Shop and More, 619 Concannon Street in Moberly.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
'67-61, Moberly wins it. Braden Weitrich, player of the game. And Moberly will face St. Francis Borgia in the district semifinals tomorrow. Brad Boyer and myself, Eric Duick, on the call tomorrow. It will be Moberly and Hannibal in the girls' contest. And then it will be Moberly and St. Francis Borgia. Enjoy your evening. For Trevor Burris, man in the buttons, I'm Eric Duick on Quicks.
776. We are
Thank
in
you, sir.
New Jersey. Don, hey. Mark Davison for Dennis. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you switched to our world topics.
There you go.
Venezuela is a failed socialist country. This could happen to us if we're not careful. We need to pay attention and stay away from all the distractions. There's a lot of talk about sex trafficking in the past 48 hours. I hope they close shop and freeze.